Recording has started.
Thank you very much, Nicole. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NCSG policy meeting on Tuesday, 11th of July, 2017 at 1300 UTC. On the call today, we have Avi Doria, Aiden Ferdinin, Bruna Santos, Elsa Saadi, Fazani Badi, Faud Baja, John Carr, Juan Manuel Rogers, Melissa Richards, Patrick Lenihan, Consulate Ilelogi, Rafik Damak, Raul Ploma, Sarata Omane, Stefania Milan, Stephanie Perrin, Yolanda Mlonzi. We also have Venatus Oziama and Olivia Kwame on the phone bridge. We have apologies from Matthew Shears and Tapani Taravainen. From staff, we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Rafik.
Thanks, Mariam, and thanks to everyone for attending today's call. As usual, we have our NCNG policy call prior to GNSO council call, but this time it's kind of unusual due to the fact it's just happening a few days after Johannesburg meeting, and this is related to the fact that the council changed the date to be able to vote for some motion related to the empowered community decisions. So that's why we have the call this timing. And so the agenda will be should be shorter than usual. So maybe kind of to explain for those attending for the first time, what we are trying here in the call is to go through the agenda of the council call, which will happen in this Thursday. So it gives opportunity to members to know more what is going on there, and also to get some briefing, and also give some input on how the councillor should vote on this motion representing NCHG. Okay, so let's start by with the agenda. And Mariam, can you please share the UNESCO agenda and the Adobe Connect? Yeah. So as you can see, it's quite detailed, but I think many of those motions are quite straightforward. We can see in the first the consent agenda, which means that it doesn't really need to be discussed since it's in the consent agenda, unless that someone wants to take out it from there and to ask for a more discussion. And for this time, we have the confirmation of James Bladden, who is currently the chair of the GNSO Council, as the representative of GNSO to the Empowered Community Administration. So this is based on the recommendation of the GNSO Standing Selection Committee that was approved in the Johannesburg meeting. So this is, again, it's quite straightforward, and there was consensus in that time that the leadership of the GNSO should be representative to the Empowered Community Administration. So I don't think there is any issue here, and yeah, we will we will vote yes for this. So any comment or question on this item? Okay, thanks. So the next item, which is the council vote, the proposed fundamental bylaw change. So few weeks ago, or a few months ago, there was a public comment initiated by the board to ask input on a small change in the bylaws, the fundamental bylaws, to move aboard the board governance committee reconsideration responsibilities to another board committee. And at that time, We submitted, NCSG, we submitted comments supporting the change and understanding. Okay, please, if you are not speaking, please mute yourself, because otherwise it will create an echo. So we agreed in the time and we supported the change. And using, let's say, that the process and proud community, we are here. There was in the ICANN meeting in Johannesburg, the first community forum to discuss that proposal. And so here, this is kind of, I think, one of the steps in the process is to, as GENESO is one of the empowered community members to adopt, let's say, to vote in adopting this fundamental bylaw change. So from our perspective, as NCSG, we supported already the change, and I don't think there is any issues related to this bylaw change. And also this is kind of an kind of opportunity to test the mechanism that they were added with the ICANN accountability. So maybe for those more familiar with the mechanism that coming from the recommendation from the CCWG, maybe they can explain a little bit how it works, but just maybe quite briefly. Okay, don't see anyone want to volunteer here. Anyway, so it's basic change. It's not controversial. We already supported it, and this is just kind of, I'm to say, it's kind of rubber stamp here. But it's anyway, it's good to see how the process that they were recommended and set by the community, how they work in practice. And it's good to see them with something kind of straightforward and see maybe there is a need for change later on or not. So we have that motion for the GENESO to adopt that fundamental bylaw change. Okay. Any question or comment here? Okay. Don't see anyone in the queue? Yes, we can move to the next item. So the next agenda item, it's a placeholder, and it's related to a petition for rejection action of the fiscal year 2018 operating plan and budget. So as it's labeled, it's a placeholder, and it was added here since that the GENESO had kind of short time period to act if there is any petition from any member, any group within GENESO to reject the budget. And see, this is coming, this ability is coming from the new empowered community roles. So the budget was adopted by the ICANN board on the 24th June. I think that just or during the ICANN meeting. And that initiated the time period where the different empowered community members can act or initiate a process to reject. So we have this placeholder, but I don't think any group within GENESO submitted any petition yet, so probably there will be none, but at least I think from the NCHG we didn't express specific concerns about the budget, while we didn't have the opportunity to comment on the budget itself. But I don't think as a group we expressed any concern in the budget for 2018. So this is just for placeholder in the case if there is any petition, I guess the council will have to vote. And if there is any, probably we should share that with the wider MCSG membership list to ask for input.
Hey.
Any question or comment here? Yes, Maria.
And
hi, Rafiq, and hello, everyone. Are we aware that any objection has been presented by someone else or any other group?
Hi, Maria. I don't think so. I didn't see even the motion. I didn't see any motion by the, let's say, by the deadline, which was last Monday, I think. And I didn't that any group is going to do so. So I assume for the time being there is no group that it will submit a petition, but maybe we can know more in the next 2 days, just before the council call. Okay, any question or comment here? Okay. So, the next agenda item, which is about the council vote to approve GNSO council review of the CAG communique from Transport. So, as usual, the GAC work and the communique to cover several topics and I think advices into the board. And usually, and this, we have this practice now for many years, the GNSO Council review the communique regarding any topic related to policy development process from GNSO. And for this time, we prepared also a response and to cover one topic. So, Marim, if you can share the draft response from the GNSO. So we prepared, in fact, it's a group of volunteers from the GNSO prepared that draft to be adopted. Why we are trying to adopt it also as soon as possible is because as the GNSO Council, we would like to have to provide that as an input to the board before their discussion with the GAG. So we help them to kind of to explain our position regarding the GAG advice. And the GAG advice for this time, it's with the, again, just kind of maybe not something new, is regarding the international governmental and non-governmental organization access to protection rights mechanism. And this is a working group that it was ongoing for some time. And they are scheduled to have their final report by November, which should be by Abu Dhabi meeting this year. So it's think in the response we indicate that we explain again about to stick to the process. And we highlight that the IGO are refraining from participating directly in the process, while they provided some input through a different process, an ad hoc process, to maybe to be more accurate here. So I think with regard to this response, I think as NCSG we can support that because this is aligned with our previous position with regarding the IGO and INGO discussion. In fact, there are many aspects of this discussion, and this happened for many years since we started with discussing about the Red Cross and the International Olympic Committee. I understand also that Stephanie expressed her support to this in the council list. Maybe, Stephanie, you can write more here?
Thanks very much, Stephanie Perrin, for the record. I express support, not that I'm an expert in this particular area, but I am concerned that what has happened on this IGO thing is going to, how shall I put this, spread. In fact, it already has. We already have the GAC overruling and coming up with special policy issues and coming up with a report for the IRT on privacy proxy services. So I think it's important that we respond on this one, even if in a more broad and general way. If the board starts doing this for everything the GAC doesn't agree with, we really are going to be in an unsavory position. And I defer to all of those of you who worked on the Workstream 1, the various debates with the GAC over their power in the new setup. But I think it's pretty important to push back. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Stephanie. Yes, and with regard to these specific issues, yeah, the GAC was and is vocal for a long time here, since it started with the Red Cross, and as you recall, we are kind of resuming a discussion on voted recommendation related to the Red Cross and asking working group to resume activities after years to review that. And I think one of the concern here is related to this working group for IGO and GO access to curative rights protection is that the board had that kind of group with the GAC and also the participation of leadership of the General Council. And so this is the kind of thing about bypassing existing process while the General Council trying for some time now to get the GAC to participate more early in the policy development process and so on. We are still facing this kind of issue, and they are keeping pushing more and more. So I think the response of the GNSO is aligned with the previous response in another topic. So I think what they can see is really kind of continuation of what the GNSO expressed before. And I do think that the GNSO Council should be more assertive on those matters with the GAC. I'm not sure how exactly, but we need to be more assertive and to explain that we have a process to be followed. I don't see Kathy here. She kind of followed the issues. But I see Robin. I think she worked on, she is involved in this working group. So maybe she has any thoughts on this. But unfortunately, also missed an opportunity to respond to another public comment on an implementation of a policy. But this kind of maybe done by the staff. Unfortunately, we missed that to respond. So there are so many things going on with related to IGO and INGO. Topics, and we get to respond better to that. Okay, sorry for being long on this issue, but I wanted to highlight how much is kind of, let's say, it's quite important. Well, unfortunately, we didn't have enough people involved in this process and following more closely, but we should try to do better anyway. So I am adding here, I'll say, we sent to Adobe Connect the public comment I was talking about. It was just, say, it just closed it yesterday, and my discussion with Kathy, she raised several concerns about that implementation. It sounded that is not following a policy made by the community. Okay. Mariam, can you go back to the agenda? Please. Okay, so any question or comment on this item? If you have any questions, so I will try to share later on some of this material, in particular the GENIUS response, so you can review it in the mailing list. Okay. So the next agenda item, which is council vote this time, finally, with regard to the charter for the cross-community working group on internet governance. So this topic was on the agenda of the GENESO Council, I think, since Copenhagen meeting, so almost like three months, and we had this as an agenda in every call. And at Johannesburg meeting, there was kind of agreement that it's time to act and to make a decision. So there were several concerns from different persons. On different group regarding the cross-community working group on internet governance. The first one is that kind of questioning if the cross-community working group format is the right format or structure for such working group. And so kind of the request here is to maybe to come up with a new structure that it's more appropriate and fits the need of such working group. The other comment or concern is regarding accountability mechanism and reporting for the working group. As a co-chair of that working group, I can understand this, and that maybe we didn't do a better job in informing our charting organization, and in particular the GENESO, but I can explain that also with that we didn't have the resources in terms of staffing. So we didn't really have a staff supporting our activities. It just we kind of we didn't have the right resourcing for that. So those two kind of elements that were raised. And the motion that was submitted by a representative of the Register Stakeholder Group is to ask the working group to come up with a new structural proposal and how we can, what can be a new format for the working group that should not be a cross-community working group, but responding to several requirements. And waiting for the for that proposal, so the GENESO withdraw as the charter organization, and then starting a new process maybe to set up that working group. I asked a kind of question or maybe some question here regarding this motion is because it doesn't explain how we would do post-withdrawal, how that process will be conducted exactly while the GENESO will wait for a proposal. And I think the proposed milestone is Abu Dhabi meeting, but there was a concern raised that maybe it's too short for the working group to really have the ability to propose something, and maybe just postpone that to the meeting, ICANN meeting 61, which I think should be in, not mistaken, San Juan, Puerto Rico. So this is the kind of now things to be clarified. Okay, I see it's Farzana in the queue. Yes, Farzana, please go ahead.
Hi, Rafi. Thank you. I have a special interest in this CCWGIG because I actually represent NCSG in the group. And so I can see that so it's Keith Drazik recommend suggesting a motion to withdraw GNSO as a chartering organization. Did I get that right?
Withdraw after we send them. To withdraw after we submit a proposal for a new structure. So it's kind of my understanding is they want to withdraw and then to can join with the new setting. But this is still, I think, to be clarified how it will work and how it will work in practice.
Okay, so I just wanted to update the group on what is going on in the CCWGIG. As I said it on the mailing list, the group reviewed its charter, and Rafik mentioned it, and we reviewed it and we tried to improve it, but still the council and Donna specifically criticized the group, and they argued that they are that our objectives are vague, and they don't know if this can happen. Like in other, why do we need a structure as CCWG? Some insist on keeping CCWG. Some say that we can have like a less formal group to be. Absolutely frank about the performance of the group, and as you see, I do not have much to report on, is that it has turned into some kind of, that we submit proposals to have sessions at various, like, for example, forums like WUSIS and IGF, but the collaboration among the members of the group and the participants, although there are a lot of people on the mailing list, the collaboration is at the bare minimum. So whatever we do, we have to improve this collaboration, and we have to come up with some objectives on issuing statements related to various subjects, and we have to be very, very careful with wording it when we want to send it to GNSO Council so that our mandate is very clear. I just wanted to tell the participants in this meeting what I think about it, and that I still don't know the cons of moving from a CCWG format to a less formal format. So thank you.
Okay, thanks, Farzana. My understanding and my interpretation, the concern about cross-community working group format, I don't think it's really specific to that group, but I think there is a concern that the cross-community working group format become kind of the rule, and even for any kind of topic. And I think that maybe I hope I'm not mistaken. I think, like, for example, some people wanted that the discussion about GeoNames should be done within a cross-community working group. So I think the several parties within GeoNames are kind of concerned about such trend. And so they may acknowledge the need of discussing about internet governance, but maybe with a different thing. It should not be cross-community. Maybe a working group can be a working party or whatever name we can come up with, or a new structure that ensure that all the community participates, but they don't want to see a cross-community working group. So this is the kind of, I think that's why I understand from the council. Another element that we need to have in mind, and this I think element for discussion the council call, is how we will deal with the other sharding organization. While the GNSO had discussion with the CCNSO, the CCNSO, they don't have really kind of, I don't think they have a strong position on the matter, but we didn't have any discussion with the ALAC. And so we need to kind of coordinate with them on any action to be taken regarding the working group. So I think there are some question to be clarified before really supporting or not this motion. I think what is positive is that it gives us some time to work on new proposal, but it needs to be clarified about the process after and how it will be done, so we don't be in a situation that the GNSO withdraw but doesn't join whatever new format later. So, okay. Any question or comment here? Yes, Maria.
Hi, Rafiq. My only doubt with regards to that, I can accept the fact, like others in our community accept the fact that maybe this CWG indeed it's not the best format to work on internet governance issues. What I find strange is that the guideline cross-community working groups, they were approved after this working group existed. So it seems to me that it would be reasonable from the part of the GNSO not withdraw support, to withdraw support from the working group, but to wait and to give it a time for the group to adjust itself and to find another format. I think that just withdrawing the support sends a strong signal to the rest of the community, which is a negative one, in spite of the fact that they try to make the point that it's important, that the topic itself is important. So, in my opinion, I think that it's valid to look for other formats. We should do that. But personally, I have problems in fully supporting this motion because I don't think this is the right way to proceed. I think that the issue should have been handled differently. The GNSO never made clear that they wanted to see from the CWG a change in format being presented in Johannesburg. And due to this lack of clarity and due to the fact that the topic itself is important, I think that more time should have been given without withdrawing the support. So in terms of procedure and the way to go, I find it a bit strange.
Thanks, Marilia. I think the of concern about how the withdrawal will be perceived was really kind of emphasized during in our meeting, in the council meeting in Johannesburg. And I mean, the kind of disconnect from the other side of GNSO Council, I don't think they really get that whatever they put as nice message or in the motion about they support the work and so on, it sends the wrong message. So the problem also is even for us in the working group, when we were tasked in Hyderabad to kind of align the charter with the cross-community working group framework. We did that work. We reviewed the charter. We added the missing bits. We tried to, we followed even the template, and we provided the comparison to highlight where we made the amendment. And to be honest, I don't think that many councillors really at the end reviewed that charter. So their concern remained, that small group, that their concern remained at that time. And I think that to really that they don't want the cross community working group format. So we can try to respond to that coming with something different, but having all the requirements of a cross community involvement and so on. So and also it's better to improve all the mechanism for reporting and accountability, because there was concern that how if we have a position and we have submitting comments, how that should be done with the support of charting organization, and the group should not like submit any or make a statement without coming back to the charting organization to get their endorsement. So this is the kind of thing that was they were raised in the last weeks, and we have any way to respond to them within the working group. Okay. Yes, Renata, please go ahead.
Hi, Renata here. Yes, I was in the meeting at item 59 too, and I am a bit confused as well with this idea of withdrawing support, because I counted at least three or four board members in the meeting of this working group, and if the group is meant to be in a dialogue of the board working group, they actually are quite close and working together from the exchanges of ideas that I saw in the meeting. So I am a bit concerned about this notion as well. And I would definitely try and refocus, propose the refocus of the CCWGIG. I asked about other formats during the meeting, including a working party idea, and some members of the group are really adamant that it should stay as a cross-community working group. But I'm not really sure if it's only a problem of format. It seems like a problem of scope. The group keeps discussing the UN event calendar. There are so many other events that involve internet governance out there, and it's a bit strange the direction that the group is taking in viewing internet governance. So I would definitely think that reviewing its scope is important. It has been done and should continue to be, should be a work in progress still. And then, yes, the cross-community working group status confuses me when it's already working in parallel with the board working group.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Renata. Farzana, please go ahead.
Sorry, please. I'm going to be brief. So there is one thing I can see: the council members here have strong opinions about not supporting the motion. But what we need to consider in this group is that the members and the participants of this group are inactive most of the time. We don't get things done. I don't know if this is the problem with the format or if it's the problem with the topics. Do we have enough topics to work on? Do we know how to work with them? I mean, of course, there are internal governance issues that are related to ICANN, and we should react to them. And do we work with the staff well enough? I do not see a lot of interaction. I like few people, which is me, Marilyn Kay, and Nigel Hinkson, and a couple of others on this mailing list. So what we need to really work on is where the problem is, why we are not using this group effectively, and then think about format. Thank you.
Thanks, Faizane. I guess we should try to fix one problem at a time. I think with regard to the motion, if we are not happy maybe with the text, there is ability to propose amendments. So I think it is something we can volunteer to work on and to submit it better before the council call, so we can have a discussion with other councillor. So I think we need to clarify maybe some elements about the withdrawal and how it will work. So in the way that we ensure that there is no gap, that if there is withdrawal, that means adopting quickly maybe the charter for the new structure, replacing the cross-committee working group. With regard to activities, I'd say activities and engagement, I think maybe working on new structure, rework on the mission and what we want to achieve, that's a good opportunity to re-engage the members and also to get new ones. I think just keeping this what we have now, it's maybe explain why we are not kind of getting much more, I'd say, more traction. So maybe with the new structure, it can be a time for rejuvenation and a new start for the working group. I mean, and regardless what format, I mean, working party, discussion group, or whatever, anything we suggest, we'll have to work on that format and explain how it will function anyway. So I guess, yeah, I mean, we can work on some amendments at least for now and try to see how the process will work. Yes, Elsa, please go ahead.
Can you hear me? Hello. I'm not sure if you can hear me. Yeah, okay. I would suggest, I would endorse what Farzi said in terms of how to engage more people in the communication. I think we should study how every single stakeholder in this working group can actually participate further before we can actually change what the charter is, because it could definitely affect the level of participation in that sense, and it would definitely endorse having the working group stay rather than get kicked out of being your working group, right? So I think we should study as a small group, maybe a subgroup, what kind of level of engagement we need from every single party, and then get into the details of the charter. And I support the fact that we should not support that motion of withdrawing the CCWG, because I think it's really important for it to stay for several reasons, given also the current developments concerning GDPR and all those issues that are widening the scope of ICANN, basically.
Thanks, Elsa. Let's maybe try to explain before, in terms of the engagement or getting the group active, that's kind of maybe need more deep discussion and to see how we can get people to be more active. So maybe about the mission or what we should doing there, and this is also related to discussion related to charter. But since we have a motion that if it's adopted this Thursday, it will have impact in the working group automatically, at least by Abu Dhabi meeting, and this is, I think, in less than 4 months. So we need to kind of focus on this for now. I'm not sure even if we, as a group, we vote against, we don't support, I'm not sure about the rest of the General Council. If, I mean, it's enough that the commercial stakeholder group and the non-com appointee vote yes, and also in the contracted party, we are going to lose, and the motion will be adopted. So we have for now to focus on this is how we can, at least if we cannot defeat the motion, at least to work beforehand to amend it, to make a suggestion for amendment that can satisfy us, at least to give opportunity to the working group to work on a new structure, new proposal structure, maybe also using the amendment charter and use it for this the new new structure. Also taking in account the comment that were made in that amended charter to make change, because there was some questions about the mission and there was kind of request to clarify more, to elaborate more on that that area. So okay, so yeah, and that's what I really propose. I think in time of now kind of tactical aspect, we have to do to suggest amendments. Just trying to defeat, I don't think it's going to really work. So at least making amendments to, let's say, to give a chance for the working group in the coming month to maybe to propose something new. Yeah, I think we can work on the amendments and propose that to the mailing list. So I need to think how, what can be the options here. Okay, so yeah, we have short time to do so. I'm submitting on Thursday, that's in 2 days, so. Okay, any comment on this? So should we proceed with this to propose amendments? And that's to discuss and draft those amendments. So I don't have something specific now in mind. I had some questions to Keith Dreisek, who submitted the motion to clarify some area. So I will send the question again, and I'm thinking about what kind of amendments we can suggest for this motion. Okay. Any question? Comment? Yes, Stephen, please go ahead.
Okay, Stephanie Perrin, for the record, I'm unclear as to what our decision is on this. I mean, are these friendly amendments? There's discussion on the chat about submitting amendments. A, we don't have them, and B, are they friendly amendments because it's too late for amendments? I've been in there on Monday, I believe. What's going to happen if we stall this thing? I mean, that's question number one. And if we don't stall it, what are our opportunities to fix it later? I'm unclear. So, in other words, I'm not sure how to vote yet. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Stephanie. I think amendments can be submitted till we are discussing the motion itself in the council meeting. So how to be considerant friendly or friendly, that's up to the whoever submitted and seconded the motion. I think it's not seconded yet, so that's up to them to decide if it's friendly. If it's friendly, so that will be applied. If it's not, there will be vote on that. So yeah, I mean, we are discussing about proposing amendments, but we don't have that yet because we need to understand what we would like to change in the motion what we don't see as acceptable from our side. And I think it's related to the withdrawal. So we would like to find a way that maybe if there is withdrawal, that to ensure that the GNSO to continue as a chartering organization somehow in whatever will come up to replace the cross-community working group. So I think in term of that's what we have for now. So in term of support or not, I'm not sure. I understand from the discussion that several cannot support the motion as it is now, and that's why the amendment is a way to work on that. Yes, Stephanie, is it an old hand or you wanted to comment? Okay. Okay, any other question or comment on this? Okay, so what I would suggest maybe as an action item to kind of move forward here. So at, with the council, we will work on some proposed amendments and send them. So maybe with Marilia, I think you expressed interest on this, so we can work on amendments and we submit them to the council list in due time. At, probably maybe before, so we can have discussion with them, not just surprising them during the council, okay, and see how we will move with this, okay. Here, seeing nobody in the queue, I assume we can move to the next agenda item, which is about possible change to the name of the GNSO that was in the previous. Let's say, I think it was tablet for the Johannesburg meeting. And this was kind of proposal, maybe about changing, the name, say, GNSO from generic to global. So we will have an introduction of that topic, by, Paul McGrady, who proposed this, for Johannesburg and see what is the matter. And if, I mean, personally, I don't see any need to change the name for now, since, I mean, even in terms of branding of outreach, we are using that already. So changing now can maybe add more confusion. So, the next agenda item, which is the cross-community working group on use of country and territory name. There was kind of update in Johannesburg meeting on that regard. It sounded that the working group couldn't reach kind of consensus regarding its final report, and so this is just kind of here suggesting to close the working group and just giving. Pre-updates to the charting organization, which is here, the GNSO, and to see what will be the next steps for this working group. Okay. Any comment or question here? So the next agenda item is about planning for ICANN meeting 60 in Abu Dhabi. I think the process already started, in fact, with the planning committee from the different SONACs, and I think we have representative from NCAG, NCUC, and NPOC on that group. and they started already the work at the end of Johannesburg meeting. So I guess we will get some updates about the planning and so on. And, but this just kind of really, they just initiated the process here. And probably we'll hear from them about how how the schedule will work and the planning and so on. Okay. Other than that, I don't see other agenda item unless except any other business, and there's an update on the from the new GTL, the subsequent procedure working group, regarding how to collaborate with the community to address geographic names at top level. And as you recall, there were two cross community session regarding geonames in Johannesburg, and this is kind of briefing and discuss about the next step of those shared session. Yes, Monsieur, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafi. Consulate speaking for the records. Under AOB, I would like to find out if we are not going to select the third person for the SSC, because the process was stopped when Matthew resigned chairing the committee for the last member from the NCSG to join the SSC. So I just want to find out, because me and Renata asked those questions, and I know meals have been forwarded to Japan. So what do you think is going to happen? Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Ponsonet. Regarding the selection standing committee representative, the third representative from NCG, I think that's in the kind of in the to-do list, because we have kind of I submitted a proposal to the policy committee regarding working on several procedure and the process, including that one. So that's among the to-do list. So we will resume as soon as possible the discussion about this process, and we can work on the one related to the selection for the SSC representative. So something more kind of long-term and not ad hoc process. So, yeah, it's in the to-do list. I think it's a pipeline with many other things to do. And we will resume the discussion at the policy committee. Yes, Farzan, please go ahead.
Thank you. Rafika, I have 2 points to make. I can see Maria earlier that she said in the chat that if the charter gets changed to a new format which answers the concerns of GNSO, they would not need to withdraw at all. I mean, there's no obligation to withdraw from the charter, just accept or not accept its update. So, Maria, the council, what they are raising is that they first raised the issue that this does not, the charter of our CCWG does not live up to the guidelines that GNSO came up with. So we did a whole review of the charter, and we tried to, and there was a review team in the CCWG IG to do this review. And if we want to change anything in the charter again, we have to go through that review team. Of course, anyone is welcome to join that review team. We really need help there. But so what we need to do is to address these additional concerns. It seems like that they are not convinced with the changes. So we have to add to that, but still, I believe that they have serious concerns, and it is very likely that they might, even if we change it, they might say no. But we can still try it, but I think what should happen is that it should happen at the CCWG IG. and all the members, and as many members as possible, should get together and review this charter based on the genital comments, which we have done, but we should work on it more. Now, there is other thing that I would like to raise, and I think the policy committee mailing list is very, very much only people, only like a few people post to this policy committee mailing list. And unfortunately, engagement of our GNSO council members, some of them is very, very low. We had a very important public comment on GDPR, which Aidan kindly drafted, and everyone commented at the NCSG level. People got engaged and commented, but when it came to the policy committee, there was silence from many, and only their like usual suspects were active on the mailing list. I think this should really change. If some council members cannot be active on really important public comments, or for example, when we had the policy meeting of ICANN 60, I requested that the policy committee members become more active in arranging the NCSG outreach, and the only people that really responded, and thank you very much, Rafika, Stephanie, and I'm sorry if I'm forgetting anyone else, but really, council members should step up on the policy committee and really help us. Observers talk more than some of the council members on this policy committee. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Farzana. Responding to the first comment, I see a lot of comments about charter. I don't think it's any more about the charter. The work and the revision amendments were done already in the charter. It's really now kind of about the future of the participation of GNSO and the working group, and that's why they are pushing for a new structure. So it's, for our case, it's kind of to see how to propose the kind of transition to ensure that we move from CCWG to another format, and then we continue the participation. I think that's what it should be. It will be a new charter probably, or we can use what we did before in the amended charter, but to be honest, it's not really about the charter anymore. With regarding to the policy committee, talking here as the policy committee chair, what we are trying to do is really to get more volunteers. So that's why we try to cover every time to see what we have in the pipeline or in the backlog. And so, for example, maybe that's we are jumping a little bit here. There are like three ingoing public comments. We have already volunteers for two. And so the idea is to get the draft as soon as possible to be shared with the NCAG membership for input and review, so we can get their feedback and comment there. So this is really depending of how early we can get the draft. For the case of the who is and the local laws, thanks to Aidan, we get that at really early stage, and so we had several iterations and so on. It was kind of easy, I think, to review at the end, because we even had specific call. So we will try to improve that on that matter to get, let's say, the public comment draft, the draft shared with the NCAG. So then the policy committee should only kind of review based on the comment from the membership, but also there is an expectation that the member of the policy committee review, make a comment, and so on, and to support or not the endorsement of a comment on for NCAG. So the participation of all is quite critical and important if we want to have NCAG comment submitted as much as possible. Okay. Any other question or comment here? Okay, so no comment. I think I covered quickly the public comment. So currently there are only three. I think two, let me find the link. Two already kind of covered. We have volunteers for them. It's one about GNS operating procedure and ICANN bylaws. We will discuss that in Johannesburg, and Matt voluntary to draft that. So he's working on it. And we have the draft framework for registry operator to respond to security threats. And we find out at that time that it's quite critical and important to cover. And we have James, Niels, Elsa, and I think Dina working on that public comment. The other one is label generation rules for routes on version 2. We don't have any volunteer for this. It's kind of technical for anybody interested by internationalizing domain name. Maybe he or she can that one. But that's all what we have as public comment. On the other hand, I mean, we don't have that much update in terms of policy since it's just a few days after Johannesburg meeting, but I think maybe probably the main update is related to the GDPR discussion. And I see that we have Aiden and Stephanie in the call, and I guess you participated in the first call for that task force or ad hoc group or whatever. So if you have any update or you want to share something, please do so. Who wants to volunteer first? Aiden, Stephanie, Aiden.
Hi, this is Stephanie for the record. Aiden took excellent notes, so he's probably better placed to talk about the meeting. Basically, for those who haven't been following this, the registrars and registries are getting quite concerned about GDPR compliance and the fact that the who is conflicts with law policy doesn't work and that they are forced to escrow their data in the United States and post SHRMs, that's a problem. So, in other words, they have been, since the GDD meeting in Spain, which I believe was in May, they have been more or less telling ICANN that if they don't let them out of their contractual obligations vis-a-vis who is, they will make it go dark. So this is unprecedented in my review of the who is history. So ICANN has struck a committee to study this, the GDPR committee or whatever they're calling it. The registrars did not want the entire community involved. They would like to keep this as their contract and between them and ICANN. However, ICANN broadened it, and it is a bifold isn't the word I'm looking for. It's a dual approach. A, what is ICANN responsible for, you know, like your data, for instance, and B, what are they responsible for as a controller of the who is and the RAA, the Registrar's Accreditation Agreement. So, long overdue, not likely to get fixed by May of 2018. So that's what they're working on, and we are tasked with coming up with a list of how people use who is data. They will be attempting, of course, to list the existing uses, regardless of the fact that they have been told over at least 17 years that that was violating European data protection law. So that's the process at the moment, and then they will weed those out according to legal advice obtained. I would like to emphasize that board member Becky Burr, who is the privacy officer for, I guess it's Afilias, and who's quite aware of privacy law, is a key player on this, and she knows what she's talking about. So we had a panel in Johannesburg that basically went over things in a pretty factual manner. So that's what I've got to say. Wendy, Aiden, and I are on this, and I'm trying to keep quiet so that they appreciate our interventions and don't really, really resent us. However, I did point out at the meeting that there's a little-known clause, at least I think it's little-known, I didn't know about it, that individuals can now sue their data protection commissioners for failure to protect their rights. And that's very interesting from a civil society perspective because, of course, those who are fed up with this standoff could just do the whole lot. ICANN, the registrars, and the data commissioners who have written repeatedly but failed to take any enforcement action. Thanks. I don't know whether they were grateful to hear that or not. I know some registrars were grateful to hear it. Thanks. That's it for me.
Thanks, Stephanie. And I see that Aiden is in the queue. Yes, Aiden, please go ahead.
Thanks for that, Rafiq. Hi, everyone. Aiden Bajalin speaking. And thank you for that summary, Stephanie. That was great. So just to summarize really quickly where we are at with this GDPR task force, our first task is we're gathering some basic information that will help us to be able to obtain a legal analysis about whether there are potential compliance issues under ICANN agreements with registrars because of the GDPR. And the deadline that we have for that for the first task ahead of us is this Friday, July 15th. So we're currently gathering user stories to understand how individual end users and non-commercial users use Whois, if at all. And we're compiling both what we consider to be legitimate uses of Whois and also illegitimate uses of Whois. For instance, using it to dox someone or to bully or to shame someone. So if you have any stories like that you can share with us, we would be really, really grateful to hear from you. That would help us a great deal. Now that we have these, you might have seen on the mailing list that Rafiq has created some smaller mailing lists for us. One of them is on GDPR. So after each meeting, what I will try to do is I'll try or Wendy or Stephanie will send a brief update to that smaller mailing list just to let you know what has happened on this call. One thing that I wanted to put out there, this is more a question for Rafiq and for others on this call, if it is possible that this mailing list cannot have a public archive at least for the first 90 days. I absolutely think that there should be a record of all our conversations on there. But equally, I am also aware that we're not the only people who read our mailing list. And so it might be quite helpful, at least in the short term, to have closed archives viewable only to list subscribers, at least the 90 days with a view to then becoming accessible to all stakeholders. And I see there's a question in the chat as to why. I think we don't need to have our entire hand on display for everyone, but I'm open to hearing alternative perspectives on that. One other thing that I wanted to bring up was in one of the working groups, Next Generation Registration Directory Service Policy Development Process Working Group. So in the past few days, a survey has been circulated to the working group, and we've been asked to respond to it. And basically, it is a series of around 40 data elements, everything from social media handles through to names, through to addresses and others. And we're taking what is supposedly an informal poll over whether we believe each of these data elements should be in a next-generation registration directory service. Now, it is not binding in any way, but all the same, I'm wondering if we might find it beneficial to come up with more of a coordinated response. Now, if you did not feel comfortable with the views that that some of us are taking, that's fine. You can vote your own way in this poll. But equally, if we have any other NCSG members on this call who might be interested in helping us come up with a more uniform response to some of the data elements that are being proposed, I think that could be a good path forward for us. Because some of the questions, everything from including the registrant's social media handle and their alternative social media handle through to very open-ended questions where you can list what any other data element that you want to be in the RDS. I find that problematic myself, and I think it would be a lot stronger if we were to, rather than only one or two people from the NCSG disagreeing with this, if we would have a larger number of our members who are active or at least a part of this working group responding, that would be very useful. The poll for this closes on the 18th of July, I believe next Monday. I think I'll leave it there. So just the two things that I wanted to bring up were, do we want to coordinate a response for this poll for the RDS working group? And the commitment that I've made to send updates on the GDPR task force to this smaller mailing list. So if you're not on it already, please feel free to join it. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Aidan. With regard to the mailing list, I think I have access to the admin part. I will double check. I think that it's possible to make the archive not public for some time, but I'm not sure if you can set like a date, but a period, but I think we can make it open later because we have that kind of requirement. So we can open the archive later on, I guess, since this ad hoc, I mean, the GDPR task force is for the time limited. So I will check that. With regard to the archive, and maybe to clarify about the idea behind those ad hoc groups. Sorry. I mean, it doesn't mean that we are moving the discussion from the main NCSG list, but my understanding from Johannesburg, there was kind of discussion agreement between several members that we need to coordinate our efforts and to work on specific topic. So we experimented that before with regard to Diana Stewardship Transition and the CCWG, is to have a space where people that they are following that issue or participating in the working group to have their own space where they can coordinate and discuss. But anyway, that can be then later on brought to the main NCSG list to share that with the wider membership. So. But okay, I will check for the setting. So regarding the archive, since this is, looks like kind of the concern to not expose our position. Okay. Yeah. So also, please, that's also the idea behind this ad hoc group is really to kind of to work on specific topic to allow people to focus on that and to discuss. It doesn't prevent from discussing the NCAG main list, but I think it's kind of important to have a space where to work and to probably elaborate a proposal for NCAG position. Okay. And on the other hand, Aidan, can you please send the link or more information about the pool that you talked about? I had no idea about this, so if you want kind of in action or follow-up from NCAG. Can you send this to the main list and to the policy committee? Okay. Okay, I think we covered most of the topics. Any other comment or if you have any other business or a topic that you would like to discuss now? Yes, Renata, please go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to note that we have a Latin American Caribbean NCC members call on the 26th of July, and thank Niels and Claudio Lucena, who will be talking about human rights, and Bruna Santos, who will be talking about the same presentation she did in 1959. That would be it for now. Thanks.
Thanks, Renata. Any other business? Any other topic that you would like to discuss? Okay. Seeing none, I can assume that we can adjourn the call for today. Thanks all for attending, and we'll try to follow up later on for this this call to continue the discussion about the motion with regard to CCWGIE, and also as you heard, we will share other information like the one about GDPR and so on. Okay, so thanks all, and see you soon. Bye-bye.